Welcome to Healing with Worth, a podcast dedicated to healthy recovery and instilling hope in the wake of betrayal trauma. We are women who have experienced this intimately and want to offer hope to other women. While we may interview professionals on the show, the content should not be taken as therapeutic advice and is not meant to replace therapeutic healing. If you would like to join one of our free online Worth groups to help with your betrayal trauma, you may find us at healingwithworth.org.
Welcome to Healing with Worth. We're your hosts, Janine and Naomi, and we are so grateful that you've joined us today. We are in the midst of the Christmas season, and we know that this time of year can be particularly difficult. And we just want you to know that our hearts are with you, we're thinking about you, and we hope that you will take measures during this Christmas season to pay particular attention to you and what you need. We want to thank all of you for listening. And in this particular episode, we just want to reflect on some of the wonderful people that we have been able to interview on the podcast this year. We have been so blessed and we have learned so much this year as we've had the opportunity to meet with people.
Yeah, we really have been blessed this year to be able to reach out to some of these professionals and just ask them questions. I know that it's been really helpful for me to be able to pose some of the questions that we have come up with in hopes of providing our audience, you guys, with measures and information to kind of give you some direction or help make sense of things that have been happening in your life, and also to bring hope and healing to your hearts and your souls.
So Naomi, what have been some of your favorite interviews that we've done or the people that you feel you've learned the most from this year?
Oh, this is so hard because in the actual interviews, I've learned a lot, but some of the people that we've talked to, we've kind of done some interviews beforehand where we've kind of talked to them. And sometimes I wish we could have recorded those.
Because, I know. I feel the same way.
Yeah, they were so good and so helpful. And so I think to pick just a few, I would say I really enjoyed all our interviews with Kim. Just she has so much information and experience herself. And so I really liked the ability to be able to talk through some of the abuse topics with Kim. Mm-hmm. And especially sexual abuse, because I think that one is one that is commonly overlooked in marriage and least understood. And I think it was really helpful to see all of the aspects of what that includes or can include.
Yeah. And we didn't even probably touch the surface. You know, we could have talked so much longer in that particular episode on sexual abuse.
Yeah. 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 And just all of the types of abuse are so intertwined. And so I know we kind of started that in the previous year and it kind of rolled over into the new year. And we'll still have another episode in the next year where we talk a little bit more about emotional abuse, and which leads me to our interview with Jeff Ford, which I think was incredible. I think my favorite part about that was when he talked about the scriptures, where he pulled out the scriptures in Jacob and talked about how women would be leaving in high numbers because of the emotional abuse.
Yeah. And this is one of those interviews where we got to talk to him before. And when he shared some of the information, particularly the story, it was a very spiritual experience for me. I don't know how you felt, but I felt the spirit very strongly as he,
as
we kind of did the pre-interview with him. And this is one of those episodes, like you had mentioned, where we wish we would have recorded that meeting because it was so good.
Yeah. And that's what I feel like I have benefited so much from the process of creating the episodes. And I hope that it comes through in our episodes for all of you listeners, that we're able to recreate some of those experiences in our recordings to be able to share with you. And I think that one, I've heard a lot of feedback just from other members of Worth that that was one of the episodes that was really helpful for them, because he also highlights the emotional abuse in a way that he gives an example in that episode that really makes it clear why it's emotional abuse and what a person who is not emotionally abusive would do in a given situation that is just an could be an everyday situation. And I think that was also really eye-opening to kind of have that example and to kind of see it in motion and what the contrast between the two ends of that spectrum are.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is one of those episodes that I understand got a stir in the men's marriage repair class, which was kind of fun to hear the feedback from that.
Right. Well, because it's one of those things, like the truth is hard to hear sometimes. Yeah. And to hear their actions tied to that word abuse, it can be shocking and they may not be ready to hear it. And so certainly did cause a stir.
Yeah. Any others that come to mind for you?
Oh, well, I love so many of them. I really did enjoy our talk with Noelle McBride, where we talked about divorce and the process of healing through that and some of the things that she did. I really enjoyed our conversation with her and getting to know her and reading her book and learning about her situation. And I have continued to follow her on social media and have seen that she's set up the group where she's helping women to walk through their divorce and to find peace and to find healing in that. So I really enjoyed talking with her and getting to know her.
Yeah, she was an amazing, amazing spiritual woman that I enjoyed interviewing as well, and really appreciated her perspective and how she integrated the teachings of the prophet into her book. And she's a wonderful woman.
Yeah.
So we did a three-part series with her, a three-part interview with her in July.
Yeah. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen.
Yeah.
If that is something that may be a possibility or maybe even a fear that you might end up there, go listen to those episodes, because I think she offers a lot of hope throughout that process of discovery and healing.
Yeah.
Discovering that divorce is the answer and then healing through that.
Right. Right. And she really brought a great perspective on being okay with that other option of divorce. And I loved how she, like I said before, how she used the scriptures to support the healing process if that is the road that you choose.
Right. Yeah. So Janine, I have so many more favorites, but let's let you pick some of your favorites too.
Oh my goodness.
They're going to be mine.
Well, I loved starting the year off with our therapeutic disclosure episodes with Jeff Stewart, that those were really helpful. I think there's a lot of women who don't realize how healing they can be. When you've been living a secret life, or your husband's been living a secret life, and you are unaware of it, for me, that was really critical to know just what was going on. What were all the sexually acting out behaviors that he was participating in? I wanted to get everything out in the open so that I knew if this was something that I could move forward with. And so having that therapeutic disclosure, I think, is a really valuable piece for women to be able to move forward in that healing. And often that is not something that a spouse wants to do.
Yeah. Well, because it's hard.
It is hard.
And to hear all of that is hard. And And I agree. I really liked how he was able to talk about when that, first of all, what it is and what it isn't. And second of all, talking about why it's helpful and how it helps a couple to heal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, just the nature of pornography and how it can progress and the lies and the manipulation and the abuse behind pornography to keep that secret sexual life hidden from the partner because they know it's not going to be acceptable to a spouse to be involved in those types of behaviors. It's also risky too. And a spouse can be involved in much more than what he's letting on. And so for me, a therapeutic disclosure was really important to know if this was something that I could indeed move forward in.
Yeah, I think also with the disclosures that talking about when they're appropriate and when they're not appropriate was helpful too.
Because oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, because I
totally agree.
Sometimes people just want it and they want it now. And some people don't want it and that's okay. But the point of it is that when you want a disclosure, you want it when they are ready to give it with full accountability, full responsibility, no blame shifting, no abuse, because all of those things are counterintuitive for the purpose of the disclosure. And I think that was a really powerful piece.
Yes.
To recognize.
Yes. One of the contraindications that Jeff indicated in the episode was that when, like Naomi mentioned, when these patterns of abuse and blame shifting are still present, then it wouldn't be helpful to have a therapeutic disclosure.
One place that I can think of that this ties into is TC and John Jolly's episode, What a Full Disclosure Does Not Look Like.
Right.
And so Jeff Stewart laid out very clearly, this is what a full disclosure looks like. And then we had a very opposite example when we talked with John and TC, which that episode, it was a three-part episode. It was incredible. They told their story and how they've kind of worked through his addiction and how their marriage and their relationship evolved over that time period. But they also talked about John and his disclosure process initially, which
right.
is not what a full disclosure is. I mean, it is a disclosure. It's more of a D-Day because there is no therapy involved and it was led by a bishop and probably wasn't the right time. She wasn't prepared for it. And those were some of the other things that Jeff laid out. Like both people are preparing for this therapeutic disclosure. And it's a planned trauma. It's still going to be traumatic, but it's going to be less traumatic than the way TC experienced it.
Right.
And I'm sure the way that many of our listeners have probably also experienced it, not realizing and maybe not still fully having all the truth, because that's generally how it goes. When they get it off their shoulders, they're telling you the biggest things or the things that will give them relief, but there's that trickle effect
right.
that comes in.
Right. And that's what I was really trying to avoid in my own relationship was this trickle disclosure. So that's why I wanted a therapeutic disclosure, but I think the therapeutic disclosure that I had was probably a little bit premature because there were patterns of abuse still present in the relationship and blame shifting. And that wasn't really understood by me. And apparently not the therapist either, because we went ahead and had the disclosure, but then I was dealing with all these patterns of abuse. And I kept wondering, you know, why isn't her marriage getting better? Because she would think that after this disclosure, it would be this great relief and things would be getting better in the relationship, but it just really wasn't. And that's when I was making the connection. As we started focusing on these areas of abuse, that's when I started making the connections that, oh, these patterns of abuse are still present and that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really helpful to hear TC and John Jolly's interview. And it was fun. And that was another kind of spiritual interview.
Oh, it was really, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
And we so appreciate their time and and just being so vulnerable and sharing everything.
Yeah. And then I think another favorite episode of mine was Jill Manning's. I was absolutely giddy to have her on the podcast. I mean, that's how I describe it. I was so excited. She's been so influential in so many ways, but she's also helped to shine the light into our church culture, which I really appreciate.
Right. Yeah. And I loved being able to talk to her about boundaries and the indications that we need boundaries and how to go about setting those boundaries. And I mean, there is so much more that we could talk to her about. And she's been on several other podcasts as well, but she really is doing great work and helping to shine light on this dark subject.
Yeah.
And bring it into the light and try and help take the shame out of it, especially for women.
Yeah. Yeah. Another interview that I really loved was with Tammy Gustafson. We did a couple of episodes with her and kind of summerish. I think it was in June. And then we did another one with her in October. And she is so articulate and just really enjoyed everything that she had to share. In fact, her episodes are one of our highly listened to episodes.
Yeah.
When we talked to her about how women get stuck in recovery, and she was just very delightful to interview.
Yeah, I agree. I wasn't able to be there for that second one, and I was really sad about that, but I enjoyed talking with her each time we got to talk with her and hearing her story and kind of just connecting with her on that level.
Yeah.
And being able to talk in not just in a professional aspect, but also working from experience and having experienced it herself. And I think that is a very powerful piece to have when you are a therapist and you've worked through that stuff yourself as well.
Oh, for sure. And one thing that was kind of interesting interviewing her is she's not a member of our faith, but how similar her experiences were with her faith leaders, with her clergy, mm-hmm. with her elders, you know. And a lot of that we didn't record, but I was like, it was so similar to what I hear yeah. with women of our faith. So across the board, I think it's a piece of the puzzle that's difficult to work through because there are spiritual injuries that have occurred.
Yeah.
Usually as yeah. well.
And that is kind of what we talked about a little bit too when we talked with Amy and Alana. And we talked about how, or at least Alana mentioned that no matter what, across religions, we do run into some very similar experiences in this betrayal and how people respond to it. And so it exceeds the bounds of religion. It's not just tied to one religion. It is experienced in many faith traditions.
Yeah. And
I agree. I think it was a wonderful way to connect experiences and to feel validated and hopefully to validate others who have listened and, mm-hmm. and heard those episodes as well.
Yeah. And I enjoyed our discussions on anger with Jody Stewart and Jamie Adams as well.
Yes.
That was a fun episode to do.
Oh, yes.
Managing our anger is such a big piece of our healing. We are just inundated with so many raw feelings and triggers and loved our discussion about anger.
Yeah. Yeah, I really love talking with them. They are two incredible women as well. And I think I've learned so much from them just in the aspect of speaking up. And I just loved talking to them and bringing them into our arena here for a little bit. And because their message applies to our listeners as well, being able to speak up and to take up space in this world. And it's okay that we take up space and that we are clear about what's going on with us and what is okay and what is not okay, and really being able to take our power back in that aspect.
Yeah.
Do you have any other episodes that you loved?
Yeah, there are so many. Another one that comes to mind was one that we did with Adam Moore, a two-part series that we did with him back in March. And he was one of the first therapists that I took a class from, actually, an online class, and was really helpful. He's done a lot of stuff with UCAP, and I was listening to his stuff on UCAP kind of in the early stages of my recovery, and have heard him speak at BYU Education Week. And so he was one of the kind of the early people that I turned to determine what the heck was going on with my life and what was going on with me and this new porn world that I was entangled in that I didn't realize. So
you got dropped into.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really enjoyed the two episodes that we did with him as well. So
yeah, I agree. I one last one before we close that I thought about is our interview with Randy Gray when we talked about EMDR and somatic experience.
Yeah.
Those I think were really insightful and especially helpful in learning some of the things that I need to do for my own healing, which I still haven't done. I still need to go find somebody to work with on doing some EMDR therapy for multiple reasons. But,
you know, Naomi, it's not very easy to find a good therapist because I've been in the same boat for years trying to find somebody in my area that does this.
Yeah.
So
we need to get Randy Gray.
Yeah.
Hook us up here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. She definitely highlighted really what trauma work is all about. Yeah. And that was kind of interesting to make the connection with her, is that, you know, we can do talk therapy, we can do group therapies, but that's not trauma work.
Right.
It's these other things that are trauma work.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing I pulled away, it's taking the trauma from one side of the brain and bringing it over to the side of the brain that allows you to process it and release it.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really powerful visual for me to kind of picture in my mind, especially because I think at that time when we interviewed her, I was working through psychology in one of my classes, and it was really learning about the brain and the different parts of the brain and what parts were responsible for what, and as far as thoughts and emotions. And so it was really intriguing to have that visual of taking it from one side of the brain where it's stored, where language doesn't really access it, to pulling it over to the other side and really being able to process that through and release it. So,
yeah. Yeah, that was very interesting.
Yeah,
for sure.
We've had a lot of really incredible interviews throughout this year, and we have so many more to come in the next year. And we would love, love, love if you have listened, or if you haven't and you've listened to this episode and you want to go back and listen to some of those, please do. And come to us, let us know, go to Apple Podcasts, give us a rating and review, because it helps so many other people to be able to find us, to be able to get the help and the support that they might be looking for. So we would love to have your reviews on Apple Podcasts, and any feedback is absolutely welcome. If you have requests for guests, you can email those to us at worth@lifechangingservices.org, and we will make a list and just keep doing our best to provide you with helpful, hopeful, and healing information in the new year. So thank you so much for joining us this year. We love you. We pray for you. And we hope that you are able to find some peace this holiday season. Thank you again for joining us. We'll see you next year.
Thanks for joining us this week on Healing with Worth. Make sure to visit our website, healingwithworth.org, if you would like to enroll in an online therapist-led support group. We'll see you next time.